Ew, you like anime? Who the fuck watches anime?
Anime trap house, shimmin' it about to put the mask out. Anime trap house, JoJo shit, we stand out. Anime trap shit, hoes on tap in the back, piss. Anime trap shit, turn it from the back in the clap.
Konichi, the fuck why? You beautiful, big-breasted, big bald, big butt, fat, skinny, beautiful degenerates. Not every intro can be as good as last week's intro. And in light of that, I have one word for this intro. For I am a coward and do not wish to follow in the footsteps of greatness. And that word is pass. I am your split host, Cody the Chipman Chambers, and with me is my other half, Harris HK47 Khan. Cody, why are you doing a split host this episode? Well, because here at the Anime Trap House, we are very well known for our timely and organized show structure, and sometimes the wires can get a little crossed, and we don't really know what's going on or who's hosting. And then the night before, people go, hey, who is hosting? And then nobody says anything, and then we gotta just kind of figure it out on the fly. So that's kind of maybe what happened this time.
Maybe.
Or Cody doesn't know how to count, dude.
I don't know how to count. What am I supposed to be counting?
Numbers, dude, four man. Podcasts, and then it's
seven,
me.
12.
You think I pay attention, dude? You think I'm gonna pay attention every week?
I was talking to my wife. I was like, dude, I always know. I know that two people have gone since I've gone. So there's no way it's me this time.
Yeah. Right.
And I also
one
know
person has gone.
I also know when there's only one other person that's up, you know?
Yeah.
So I know I thought, that it's me or that other person.
I just remember that I had to do it like twice, not back to back, but like it was like me and then somebody else and then me again.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm good because like it's only been two other ones since me. It hasn't. It's been like four.
Yeah. I literally don't know until someone tells
either.
Me that it's my
and
turn.
It used to be every mm-hmm. like we used to only have three people.
Right. It was easier to keep
but,
track.
Yeah, and yeah. You were also doing full fucking shows for yeah. one person.
Right.
Yeah.
It was so oof. Like legit, I like switching every yeah. you know, couple of episodes.
Yeah.
But to just have one anime dedicated to you was fucking amazing, dude.
That part
was
nice.
Because you got into a flow, and you knew how to write it.
Yeah, but the problem is, right, if we did that now, like, I might not go until next year, you know, depending on how long some of the animes are that we're watching.
Yeah.
Which is, like, kind of good and kind of bad, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah, it was always bad.
And now we're doing this. It's funny, I told Emily, I was like, yeah, we fucked up, and, I was like, I didn't know who the fuck was supposed to write, and nobody else did either. And then she was like, why don't you guys, like, put it on a fucking schedule? I'm like, she's like, on a calendar, just every yeah, Thursday, write a name. Shit, who's hosting? I'm like, where
then
have
somebody's
you been
gotta
for the
schedule
last
4 years? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then been? You gotta be like, I got a request off this Thursday. I can't do this mm-hmm. one.
Right. That's true.
Like, it gets flopped all the time.
It does.
Yeah.
Joining the split host extravaganza is the tightest holes on this side of the ocean. Justin, the DeGlover Flory, Kyle, if it fits, I sits, Ramsey Lalage, and PJ, put the balls in too, pinning. What's up, bud? How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Do I do an intro?
I'm good.
Go ahead, do an intro. We'll have double intro.
Just duel it at the same time.
I kind of thought we were going to do like some like Mad Lib style. Like you were going
to
say
that's
a sentence.
That's what I said to do.
And then I had to like pull in a sentence. Then you would,
listen,
you know.
Cody,
so I was, dude, I was like standing there getting ready to hop into double dutch. And then you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
You didn't do it. You know, you like didn't even start jump roping. So I was
didn't
like,
even say
he's scared of being.
To do.
he's scared of being directly compared to somebody else, because if it's that close, then his percentage is going to start falling. Okay.
No, I didn't want him to have to do more than he already had to do.
Yeah, I know.
That's bro, why I did like, the first three, so then he didn't have to do this part.
I was out last week. I'm not burnt out. I'm ready, dude. I'm
burnt in.
I'm burnt in, bro.
I fucking
I'm cooled
hate.
In.
I'm a fucking hate. OLED screen. If I was burning, dude.
If I was a fucking family from an anime series, I'd be Freezer, King Cooler, and King Cold. Nope, Cooler and King Cold. I got them. Because
not burnt.
Not burnt.
Call them Freezer.
Freezer, dude.
Freezer. Freezer.
Call them Freezer. Fucking idiot.
Now I want us to talk about Dragon Ball Z in like redneck accents.
Ah, dude.
Yeah, stop. Fucking Goku.
Yeah, fucking Kakarot.
Kakarot over there.
Vegeta.
Vegeta.
You know, something don't sit right with me about Piccolo. I don't know what it is, but it don't sit right with me.
You know who's my favorite? Nappa. I love that man.
Nappa Know How.
Nappa to know how, brother.
I just want to bitch that it's 2024, and I have to wait 2 hours to install Dragon's Dogma.
Fucking
that's what I'm
right,
saying,
dude. That's some fucking shit.
I
want to
say
dude.
Because I wasn't here last week, and I hope y'all spoke about it at length. But RIP Akira Toriyama.
RIP to the.
We didn't
actually really haven't even mention it.
Oh, y'all didn't even talk about it. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because it got announced during the podcast, like at the end of it.
Oh
yeah,
that was heartbreaking.
It was tough, dude.
It was painful.
It was really tough.
It hit me in a way I didn't think it would. Like I've never seen a picture of the guy or anything.
I was fucking when I found out. I was fucking gooning to Bulma Rule 34, and I was just like.
You already were doing it.
Yeah, dude.
It's like this one's for you, Akira. I'm pouring this one out for you.
Like I celebrity deaths never really do anything to me, but that one sucked. And
that's what I'm saying.
I think what made me feel worse was everybody's letter, like honoring him.
Yeah,
like
dude.
One Piece, like Oda's fucking that shit. That's what I was like. God damn, bro. This motherfucker really did, like, change the game for people, you know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. RIP.
I started playing Chrono Trigger about it, dude.
Ooh. Yeah. I want to play that.
I
got it on my phone.
It's so good.
I started listening to Dragon Ball openings.
Yeah.
Just for nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I downloaded Dragon Ball Z Kakarot because I'm like, this just goes through the entire series. I'm just going to play this shit and just drink it in.
Just
even though
cry.
I fucking hate that game. Yeah, and I'll just cry, dude.
I just remember sitting with Cody when he was playing that game, and I was like, play the fucking game. It's fun. And then every time he'd do something, he'd look back at me, and I'd be like, play the fucking game, all right? Don't fucking look at me.
Yeah, man. This shit sucks.
I enjoy it.
That game sucks, bro.
It's fine.
RIP Toriyama. You know, thanks for shaping my childhood, dude.
Ripperoni, dude.
Ripperoni. All right, let's talk about cum. Before we do that, let's do housekeeping. Catch the show live every Thursday at 5 p.m. I show over at the Twitch at twitch.tv/theanimetraphouse. If you can't make the live stream, check it out on a later date. With the podcast service, just go to a podcast place. They just listen to Shapiro or whatever and type in Anime Trap House.
After you listen to the Joe Rogan Experience, come listen to the Joe Rogan Experience about anime. Hey, guys, I'm Joe Rogan here. R.I.P. Akira Toriyama. You know?
Yeah.
He's here.
That is Joe Rogan. We have... You thought Joe Rogan had good guests? Our guest is Joe Rogan, dude.
Our guest is him.
We haven't had a guest.
Yeah, go get one, Kyle. Fucking bitch. Also, come check out the ATH, not mainline, the Soggy Pages every other Tuesday at 6 p.m. where me and the boys talk about manga. We do a manga book club. Pick it up. Read it with us. You can get it. I'm not going to say that on the air. Go read. Go read with us. Reading a manga with nipple. It's called Rosen Garden Saga. And it is. I've never read something more insane than what I am reading now.
Oh,
like
so
I thought I thought Raw Hero was pretty wild, even though the story was, you know, it was very mid. Rosen Garden Saga is Raw Hero times a billion with a much like more engaging and funner story.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
They could use a little bit more wet.
like Raw Hero, though.
Mm. You're right. You're right.
The wet
Raw Hero had, Raw Hero had the best depiction of wet real of all wet. Time.
Yeah,
real wet.
Honestly, yeah. What the fuck happened in that book? Oh, I remember. Fucking
banana. Bananas, dude.
The fucking bananas, dude. The fucking bananas, dude.
That is
there
the
were so
part...
many, dude.
Yeah, that is the only part that has stuck with me is the that, banana yeah, scene. That was the best part.
The bathroom scene. The bathroom scene was so
Oh, the bathroom
funny.
Scene was good. Yeah.
I Tell don't me.
Remember bathroom when they're scene. At the urinal and he looks dude, down yeah. and sees...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, I know what I must do.
Oh, dude. And he just starts fucking gacking on some bananas.
Yeah. 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 Oh, Raw Hero goodness. Wasn't the worst thing ever. But reading this, I'm just like, this is just everything I wanted in Raw Hero. Like, give yeah. me more cool, crazy shit. But yeah, go listen. Soggy Pages, do it. Podcast, service, whatever. If you like stuff we say, want us to create more content, help us quit our jobs by going over to patreon.com/theanimetraphouse. We got a bunch of shit there. I don't know. I'm sick of talking about it, dude. Just go fucking do it. Shout out to our Soppy Sims, the Patreon producers, Papa Squeaky, Diesel Tech, Big Happy, Purdue, Girl with the Pikachu Tattoo, Moose Man, and Lakota.
Yeah.
How many times do Wait. I say Lakota?
You fucked up. It, bro.
I fucked it so hard, dude.
You fucked it.
Oh, what my fucking God, dude. Fucking split
this is your thing.
This is what happens when you split host.
This is what happens, dude. I didn't even look at this. I didn't even look at it. I didn't even update it, dude. Papa Squeaky, D Step, Big Happy Purdue, and Lakota, and then also our DGen royalty, Polar Bear 93.
Burr.
Girl with the Pikachu tattoo.
Duh.
Ow. That's a Moose Man.
Moose.
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 Oh.
Meese. If you can't give us money, that's cool. We totally understand, but you can rate us and leave a review. Go leave a message on the Spotify thing that we'll probably read. Go do an email that show us your dick or something. I don't know. Email us at it's tightbox@theanimetraphouse.com. And lastly, if you want to be a part of the fucking community that we have, go to Discord where they will be mean to you for a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Oh my God. I'm only just now looking.
Fucking get it, dude.
I'm only just now looking up what a moose sound is, and this is haunting. Holy shit.
Yeah. They sound scary. Is it the fucking, is it the,
it's pretty much the sound we've been doing. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we've been killing it.
Sounds
it,
pretty good.
Absolutely. What are we watching? We're watching Vinland Saga Season 2, Episodes 13 through 18. Mm. I will be doing the first three, and then Harris will be doing the next three. Because we are tag team champions of the world.
Hell yeah, dude.
Speaking of, at WrestleMania, there's going to be the biggest tag team match ever, dude.
Hell yeah.
First of all, there's a six-man ladder match, or a six-team ladder match for the tag championships.
Okay.
I mean, 12 people, one ladder, two championships.
Two chains.
12 people enter, two leave with two titles.
12 people.
Well,
12
two people...
Dicks.
Two people leave with two titles each.
24
technically
wolves.
Four championships.
Oh my God, you're hurting my brain right now.
Yeah. And then it's going to be The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes.
Why is he
Oh,
back?
Dude, how wet is your fucking asshole?
I'm so wet about it, dude. I'm fucking dripping.
I'm excited for you.
I'm so fucking hyped.
Dober choke. Let's do that.
We don't have any mail?
Yeah, no we reviews? Do. I'll do that first. We don't have any mail. We just have the things on Spotify.
Comments.
Comments. This is for Vinland Saga Season 2, Episode 1 through 6. Farming Simulator has fucking great graphics now. Yes.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on, wait, what? Was that
That's
a comment? What? Or
Yeah.
I'm so lost.
I
oh, because Vinland Saga. Duh. Yeah. I'm
what
so
the
dumb.
Fuck?
I'm so
what
you,
this is on
what is
this
happening?
This is on Vinland Saga season 2, too episode much 7 through 12.
Yeah.
We have noise.
Noise.
Noise. Then we have noise.
Hell yeah. Dude.
And then we have nice.
What?
Is the meme slipping, catching on? Are those three different people?
That's three different people doing dude.
Meme,
yes.
Dude. And if we ever get an episode with 10, I'll show my butthole on stream.
Please.
And then we have one more on the same one. It says, nice!
Nice.
I give this episode a bucket of cum-soaked Cheetos out of an army of undead warriors doing division.
We have the best. We have the best fans.
Mm-hmm. Undead army doing division, dude. That sounds really good.
I've already said we've had the best fans. I've been saying that shit for a minute, bro.
Oh, man. Sorry, the first comment tripped me up because I was just expecting noise. And then we're...
Yeah.
Now we're talking about Farming Simulator.
Well, see, we already got all the noises out of the way with that episode because that's an older one.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have just listened to it and then gave us the comment. That's fine. All right. That was it. Now we can go into the dope or choke. Justin, you're fresh off the last episode,
first,
dog.
Dude?
Yeah, let's hear what you got to say.
This gets a very high dope.
Okay.
It was good. But I was bored.
Oh, my God!
I was bored. Kill me, dude. I'm just kidding. I had a great time this whole time. It's a dope.
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
I was thinking too. I was like, this group of episodes, I was like, this is where we get Justin.
Yeah.
This is where we grab him. And then he said he was bored. I'm like, nothing else is going to change his mind.
I knew you wanted me.
It's like me with season one, dude. I was like, the whole time I was like, this is good. I like it. I am bored.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, this turned it around. That episode with fucking. What's his name? Garboder? Fucking Gardevoir? Yeah, Gardevoir?
Gardevoir and
that
Arnhide.
Shit fucking crushed me, bro.
Yeah.
I hated that. I was like watching it at work and I'm like sitting at my desk. I'm like trying not to fucking cry. And I'm like, this is why am I doing this to myself right now?
That's pretty fucking bummed out, dude.
Yeah, it, dude. Like, right when it started and you see all the people, like when they're sitting on the cart and you see the slaves in chains walking, I was just like, here we go, dude. I'm so can't wait to cry, man.
Yeah,
fucking
dude.
Dumb.
It's a lot. It's fucking great. I don't like the fight with fucking Thorfinn and Snake. I fucking love Snake as a character.
Yep.
Such a good character. And Thorfinn is fucking baby boy. It's just good. I don't know. Dope is dope.
Okay.
Kyle,
me.
Go ahead.
Nope, I already did it.
I'm half host. I pick next. Kyle, go ahead.
Harris, go ahead with your pick.
Yeah, this is dope as dope. You know, not enough farming. That was my biggest gripe these episodes. I came here for the farming. I wanted a Harvest Moon anime.
Gotcha.
Instead, I kind of just felt like shit watching this dude. Horrible situation this, you know, slave woman's in.
Yeah.
All around. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Harris, give it with your pick.
Okay.
Were you going to say, Harris, give me my pick?
Yeah.
Harris, go ahead. Tell me I can pick someone.
Harris, go ahead. Tell me.
I pick myself. Dope is dope. This is it right here. Everybody makes fun of me and PJ because we were talking about how much we enjoyed like just the sheer amount of character development in the show. This is why we say it. You know, you got these characters that are new. I love them just as much as I love Thorfinn now. Snake, I think, is phenomenal. Very like complicated. You know what I'm saying? And I also love how Askeladd will pop in. Like when Thorfinn was about to fight him and Askeladd's like,
oh, dude.
You know, like he's fighting for a part, like he has a good reason. So like, do you still want to fight him? You know, like what he's doing isn't inherently bad. It's not evil. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just for sure. And I think that that is amazing. That gets my fucking wiener rock hard, you know? Same thing with Arnheid. I didn't give a shit about Arnheid ever. And then like this with her husband, who we just met. I was like 1,000,000% devastated when he fucking died. Him asking Sverkel for his cart and just showing like how he was just a human. Like he was just a nice, normal fucking dude. And just while he's dying, phenomenal. So good, dude. And we can't even talk about no sword, sword. Two sword, no sword, dude. I don't even want to hear about it because I'm going to let PJ take the reins on that. But yeah, dope is dope. This is still, I think this is one of the best shows I've ever watched. It's phenomenal. Harris, go ahead with your pick.
Yeah, PJ, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. It's dope is dope. Right off of Cody, what Cody was saying, I mean, no sword style fucking Thorfinn is fucking amazing, dude. Are you kidding me? Him, the stance of having his two little daggers with no daggers.
Yeah. And Snake was like, what the fuck is that?
He's like, what kind of stance is this? He's holding something. He's holding something. And then they clash. And you like you hear the sword noises of them clashing as they bounce off of each other. Although Thorfinn has no sword. I fucking loved it. I loved it.
Yeah.
Thorfinn's got half of his left ear. The whole time.
They showed the whole time, too.
They didn't fuck that time. Once.
Nope. Yeah.
He wears so many fucking ponytails for a dude who has half an ear missing.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck.
I also liked how much time that was spent at the town with Kettle and Canute. And I liked that it didn't drag on longer than it needed to. It moved along pretty quick. A lot of people died. Then they just kind of wrapped things up and brought our boy back to get Thorfinn. And I was pretty happy with how they did it. It's great. I'm excited. I know where it's going. I'm excited to watch it again. Yeah. I'm pretty fucking pumped. I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready to watch it again. Yeah. I may have to get drunk again and watch it with the Patreons on a Friday night. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, Cody, go ahead.
Okay, Harris, go ahead.
All right, thanks, guys. You know, I struggled a lot with this one because the last six were good. I think I'd probably give the last six a dope. These, I think I'm going to give a dope is dope, but, like, it's a very begrudging dope is dope. I like a lot of it, but, man, sometimes the pacing is god-awful. I like Gardar. I like his story, but the man had a death like Deadpool and Deadpool 2. Like, just fucking die already, bro. Is he dead? No, he's not dead. Is he dead? No, he's not. No, now he's dead. Now he's dead. And you're like, dude, fucking, what's going on?
Can't
here?
Kill a dead.
Like, but he did die.
You know what I mean? Know, but like, it was just it. There were so many moments like this that were like really emotional and could have been really good. And they just felt like they went on like a little too long.
They did this in the last show you guys really liked where somebody died, might die, didn't die, could have died, got a heart, didn't die.
Licorice Recoil he's talking about.
Oh, Licorice Recoil. No. I'm saying Gardar's in the fucking wagon and spends the whole 15 minutes dying.
Well, and like we're just in his head. We don't know how long it was. We're just in his head.
That's exactly my point. It went on too long because we didn't know how long it happened for.
We got the backstory. Like, that was the point of the scene.
It didn't need to be that long. It just didn't. Like, now you're gonna. It didn't need four different backstories of him dying. Like, it could have had half of him, and it still would have been as impactful.
Just
like
say you hate Demon Slayer. Just say him, you hate Demon Slayer.
No, I like
Demon Slayer. I'm just kidding.
Because it's one flashback. This one was like, it's all me. Okay, now I'm back. I'm gonna die now. Okay, right, now it's me remembering having my kid for the first time, and now I'm back in the wagon. And now it's me killing someone and rubbing blood on my kid. Okay, now I'm back. Okay, now I'm seeing my kid on the swing because I'm actually dead this time. Okay, now I'm back and I'm telling her I'm not going to leave again. Okay, now I'm seeing me.
Harris's explanation.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
it's
giving
too
a joke
long.
To his
it's so long. It just kept happening. I was like, please just be done with this already.
That's
like,
Mugen
I know
Train.
You're going to die. Fucking what's happening?
I didn't mind it when I was watching it.
That's Mugen Train with one guy dying.
Too much. Which guy?
The Hashira.
Rengoku?
Yeah. 10 years.
Dude, the amount of fucking times they fucking showed that shit.
You're totally right. You're totally right. But it wasn't
it was a
15
whole
minutes long. It wasn't a whole episode. It was like five
minutes.
I'm pretty
sure he started dying at the beginning of the movie.
He was not, on the train like,
It was not. This shit went into the middle of the episode bumper, came back and was still going until the end of the episode, man. It was so much. And then
fine with it.
And then felt there good. Was some other parts that was just like,
if you,
it's too much. It's like, I get what you're trying to do. You did it. You don't need to like bang it on me. I like you're doing it. You're fine.
In 60 years, happen. When you're on your deathbed, I'll be sitting there going, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
That's fine. I'll be a 60-year-old man. If I get stabbed and I do this, just let me go. Just walk away. Just don't even be there for it no more, dude.
Like, we're all just going to leave. Harris going to be like, yeah. I remember we all had great times.
We had a great time. Let me flashback by myself. Y'all don't need to be there for the flashbacks. Let me do it by myself, okay? If I start flashbacking and y'all around my deathbed, I'll be like, fucking leave. Y'all don't need to see this shit. You guys get one flashback each. And then get the fuck out of here, all right? That's all you get. It doesn't.
My flashback is just gonna be Cody turning his monitor to you. That's it. Just
that's it. Hey, look at this thing.
I don't agree with you, but you gave it a dope as dope.
It's still a dope as dope.
That's
it's
all just, that matters, baby.
The pacing
we got him.
Is
W.
I don't know why the pacing is doing. And I get it. I get it. They're building to Canute versus Thorfinn, right? Or Thorfinn going to America and all this. Like, it's not. I don't know. Like, you guys keep talking about like, oh, they're setting the stage for all these things, and it's like, I fucking understand. It's not like.
I don't even.
They're not like obscuring it. They're telling you what's gonna happen, but like.
No, I don't even care about the setting this day. I don't care where it's going. I just want to be in the moment
at
this point. I just like being with these characters.
If Thorfinn goes to America and he's on a ship and they play the song, "Welcome to America,"
but you don't understand what they're going to do. Is he's gonna be on the ship to America, and it's gonna be six episodes of him thinking about the whole show. Again, mm-hmm. And then
I'm fine with that.
It's just gonna like they're just gonna loop season one all over again, you know.
That's probably even
like,
better.
That's fine, like
that's even better.
It's just a lot. I don't know. I don't know why the show gets in its own way. Like,
yeah,
less is more sometimes,
you know. It gives me real Arrow vibes.
Felt like I was fucking just time traveling. I'd watch an episode and I'd be like, it's already done, we're starting the next.
I didn't feel it, man. I was sitting
I'll even give you that it's slow, but I like it. Like I can't even give you a good reason why.
I say it's good because it's good. It's very, very good. It's well done, but like, it just, I want it to do not boring stuff. I want it to do something more interesting. It just like, it holds on to things way too long, man. Like the whole episode when Thorfinn's like imagining the cliff and he's like hanging and seeing all the people fight below and everything, right? I was like, oh, this is like awesome. And then it was the whole episode was just that. And I'm like, I understand. You don't need to beat the symbolism. They're down there. That's not underworld. That's life. Because like in life, people fight. Why would they fight in the afterlife? Because the afterlife is the afterlife. Like, dude, I fucking understand, man. You don't have to.
I mean, but they did way more. They talked about so much more than just that during that scene.
Not really. Like not really. It was two sentences worth of shit. Like, last week should have been a very short episode.
They talked about it being life in the afterlife or whatever, but it was mainly focused on, like, Thorfinn accepting all the people that he's killed. Like them just saying, like, this is life is a part of it, but.
Yeah, and then
like
it's
after
like,
he accepted
you have to
that,
learn
he
how
left.
To live. You can't just
and then he left.
Be here. That's
it
what
didn't
saying.
Even last that long. It was it like was a whole episode. 10-minute scene. It was not the entire episode.
It was the entire episode. What it was, go back. Like, please, prove me wrong. There was they started fighting, and he had a panic attack and then went to hell. That was not hell.
I mean, that is crazy if it was the whole episode and they made it feel like 10 minutes. That's pretty impressive.
It didn't feel like 10 minutes. It felt like the whole episode.
It felt like 10 minutes to me, dude.
Unreal, dude. The difference is I work on a different level than you it's guys, okay? One day for me is 4 hours. You guys got 24 hours. I got 4 hours in one
it's
day,
unreal
okay?
that we got through four Harris reviews in the time it took for Harris to give one review.
I live in a different world than you guys.
I've been on your side the whole time, Harris. But this is a little too villain for me.
Yeah.
I'm stay not, in my villain, arc, villain, man.
I get it.
I know Harris
I'm on my fights. It. Akira Toriyama would never. That's all I'm trying to say, okay?
Harris,
he would never.
Never? Him?
You are.
Oh, he would always, dude.
What?
Okay, dude. Oh, all right.
The anime? The anime? Maybe. The manga? He would never.
Goku had a heart attack ooh, for 10 okay. episodes.
And he did that like 3 times.
Like, I think he was faking it every time. He's like, androids?
he got his body
too
switch.
Much for me, dude.
He got his body switch with Ginyu and was chilling in that fucking chamber. Like, man, I'm letting him do what they're going
to
do.
He got his body switch with Ginyu. He's like, what does it feel like the goon is an alien?
Yeah, dude. First thing, just poking holes, touching shit. Yep. Twisting knobs.
Absolutely. All right, let's go. Let's get into it. Plot.
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 Plot. Plot.
Plot.
Plot.
Plot.
Episode 13: Dark Clouds. Farming. That's it. Episode 4. I'm just kidding. That's how Harris. That's how Harris would do it.
That's how I did it. That's how I did it, brother. This back half is very quick.
I hate him, dude. The episode begins inside a house that is currently on fire. Inside, a man begs his former slave to spare him, and he's like, "I'll suck your dick." I'll suck your dick. I'll be your slave. Just don't let me die.
I thought this was Einar for a minute. And I was like, I thought this was like a flash forward or something.
Mm. Oh.
And I was like, oh, he had a kid with Einhard. I'm like, that's not Kettle, though. Like, did they get somewhere else? I'm like, dang, Einhard go hard, dude.
Like, Einhard with long hair looks fucking sick.
I know. I was like, yeah, hype.
Yeah.
Everybody be looking the same in the show, too, man.
Yeah. The slave tells his new slave, he's like, well, if you're my slave, like, I just can do with you whatever I want, and I...
Now you're free!
I want to kill you, now you're free! Yeah. And then fucking hits him. So he kills him, and then he leaves the house, and he spares the wife and child, and he says, I'm gonna go get her. And that's it. That's the opening. New OP,
new opening,
dude.
New opening, best friend, dude.
New opening,
I don't know.
New opening, best friend, dude.
Yeah,
it was going, and I was like, okay, this shit's like, oh, good, and it dude. Kept getting better, and then I saw that it was Survives of the Prophet.
Yep,
and I was
and
like,
then that's
they just
how
don't
you
miss,
know.
Dude. They just
and then
miss.
They end it with the like the feral scream. I'm like, this is it, dude.
Yeah.
Like dude, I high five my 13-year-old self.
Hell yeah,
like Egyptian feral scream, dude. I liked it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. I would totally fucking flip off my parents listening to this.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would get told
behind
to leave my room,
back,
shut
right?
the door, and what? Flip the door off. Yeah. Fuck you, Dad.
I would practice in the mirror flipping off.
Yeah,
see dude. How cool
yeah.
I look.
I would slam my door and whisper I'm running away, you know?
I would I would put my hands in my pockets and see how fast I could pull them out and then punch something, you know? Like, just how fast could I unholster
I would
pistols?
Bang this on my headphones while at dinner.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. absolutely, dude. Mm-hmm. While not being, like, just not even making eye contact with your family, just... Nobody gets me, because I'm different.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Dad. While heading towards Sverkel's house, Einar guesses they soon won't be borrowing tools anymore. Thorfinn asks Einar if he decided what he will do once he's free. Einar says that he's lived too long as a slave and he just can't even make a decision. He's like, dude, I don't remember what it's like to do something myself. And I'm like, my brother in Christ, you've kind of been doing that this whole, every time somebody reminds you you're a slave, you're like, that's not fair. And I'm like,
not me.
You're still a slave, brother. You got to like, all I'm saying is that he needed to be where Gardar was or whatever the fuck his name was just for like a week. Just go like just for a week. Go do that. You know, let's see how manly you feel over at Kettle's farm.
I'm still stuck on that. How many years was Gardar or Hardar? Hordor?
Hardar?
Hordor?
Gardar? Well, no, because we don't know how long he was a slave for.
That's right? What I'm saying. How long was he just chilling being a slave before he was like,
they couldn't tell us that in like the 18 minutes it took him to die, but you know.
Okay.
How do they casually put
Something's had to get cut.
In?
Something's
like,
had to
like his master, like when he's begging, he's like, come on, you've been a slave for 12 years and 8 months and 21 days. Don't do this.
No, the How master should be you. Beating the shit out of him and be like, I've had you for 3 years and you're still like this? That's it. That's all you do it.
That little master, he ain't beating nobody, dude.
He did.
He did.
It happened in the flashback.
They say it constantly.
Yeah, but then
like,
how
yeah,
flashbacked
like,
is the flashback then? You gotta time the flashback. You can't.
The fact that y'all are now taking my side after understanding this is making me upset.
I don't understand anything, dude.
Thorfinn wonders if Einar considered staying in the farm given Kettle's proposal, and Einar says that they're not liked by the retainers and that if he stays, he gets a chance to get some pussy from
Arnheim.
He's
like, hey, so like we've been slaves for so long. Like, should we just keep doing this?
I don't know. A woman like smiled at me here. Yeah, like, it's not that bad. I don't know.
You know, it's not like, that bad, this old dude's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, if we work here long enough, maybe the master will let me smell his cock after he fucks her.
Dude, oh my god.
Just get a little whiff of it, dude.
Okay, so this breaches a little like inner podcast thing, but I cannot not look at Sverkel now and see that old man getting railed in the fucking manga, dude.
I looks just like
not.
Him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time I see his face, I'm picturing him opening his window to his own house and say, I'm coming.
Yeah. For people that don't know, if you go over to the Soggy Pages and listen to our thing, we're reading we're reading a manga right now. And these dudes raid a village, right? And you know, rape and loot is like what you do when you raid a village. But these guys took it to another level and they say, we're going to make everybody come before we kill them. So the mayor of the town is like screaming through a window at this girl. And he's like, you need to get out of here. You need to get the fuck out of here. And she's like, why? And she looks behind him and this dude is drilling this man's asshole. And then he's like, Lynn, you got to run. And then he screams, I'm coming. And it is unbelievable, dude.
That's funny.
And then, the dude that's fucking him is like, I didn't even want to do this, but like, we got told we got to. So, you know, I'm just a fucking, I'm just a company man drilling this mayor.
Just like, paid.
Yes, Sverkel looks just like him. It's unreal. I love it. Thorfinn is surprised that Einar loves Arnhide that much. But before Einar can explain himself, Snake comes into the house yelling at Sverkel, or Snake busts out of the door and he's like, yo, where the fuck is my food at? All right, I'm hungry. Old man hasn't fed me. Where's he at? Nobody knows where he's at. So Snake kind of gets worried and he goes out to the farm and he finds Sverkel laying face down on the ground because he's old. He's still alive, but he's fucked up. Why is
no
he fucked up? Because he's old, dude.
Alive. That dude was face down, fucking.
Yeah.
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 What I find is crazy.
For sure.
Yeah, is that this dude's like 32, you know? Like, he's old,
catch my ass working out there at the first. I'd be like that too after a day, dude.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. he gets annoyed that he will die in bed and not on his farm. Arnheim visits him, saying that the mistress sent her to tend to cock and belly. I'm just kidding. She's just there to cook him food while he dies. But you know, she has.
There's an implication.
There's no way she's not.
Because he's like, you're going to be here all night.
All night.
She's like, I'll take care of whatever you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll feed you the sausages and take care of the sausages.
She's like, when you're in die-die mode, I'm going to change your die-die. And then I'm going to change your die-die. You know what I mean?
Change your die-die, dude.
Yeah. She's going in for that chunky peanut butter.
Yeah, dude. 100%. I'll clean you with
just
the tongue.
Circumcised, dude.
You know it's not. He was laying face down in the dirt. That shit.
God, and he pissed himself
nasty.
So many times. Yeah, it's probably just piss crust and fucking.
Yeah, so you're not just getting smegma. You're getting little piss balls, like little. It's like boba piss.
Stop.
But like in the smegma.
Piss. Please stop.
Boba piss. Imagine you peeling it back. It's like breaking open an ammonia packet, and it's fucking smelling salts.
Yeah, you pull the skin down, and it just like cracks it, like, and you're like,
It just wakes you up.
I hate everything. Listen to me right now.
Okay.
I hate that shit. I hate that shit. What just happened? I hate it. Okay.
But here's the thing.
That's just 4 years of Harris going, I hate that.
I don't know when I changed either. Because I feel like at one time I was in there with you guys.
It
you
all
know?
Started with the whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
You said whoa. Your first whoa, and
and then that's
you're
it.
Out.
Like
from
it
there,
woke me up, and I was like, "Dang, I've been spending too much time with the normies, man." Like,
here's the thing, though. This is what I love about this podcast is the words that we just said in that specific order. I can 100% guarantee that has never been said.
Absolutely no fucking way.
That has never been. Everybody listening. You just heard something that is the first time. Do you know how they say everything's been said? No, it hasn't.
No, it hasn't.
We've been doing it for 4 years.
Nothing has not figured out. It hasn't got to those keys yet.
If you have heard that before somewhere that is recorded before today, let us know. Because that's the media I need to consume.
Absolutely. <Yeah. laughs> Holy fuck, that was really good, dude. Fox shows up looking for Snake. He informs Snake about a runaway slave who escaped 3 days ago from Kalikirshner's farm. Snake recalls that Schlesner treats his slaves quite poorly and feels that he got what he deserved. Fox says Kalikirshner, uncle, is given 3 horses to whoever catches the slave, and Fox wonders if they should do it. Snake's like, I don't need no fucking horses, dude. All right? It's fine. But if you see the slave and you spot him, don't try to catch him. Call reinforcements, because this dude is probably pretty gangster.
Fucking wrong. It's on site.
Wrong. What do these people want with horses? Like the guests, you know? Like,
I don't
are they
know.
Gonna sell
have,
them?
Well,
like,
when was the last time you walked across the field?
But
you
they had
sell
horses.
Them?
They
you
need
can sell them,
I mean,
you can fuck them,
they have
you can
like,
eat them.
They have like 15 people. They probably want more horses.
Yeah, you can do a lot of things with horses.
You can sell them.
They're probably really
eat
clean.
Them.
You can fuck them.
You can fuck. You can fuck.
Kill them and eat them.
Big ass horse.
You could get fucked by them.
Yeah, dude, they could fuck you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Outside of your house,
you
and then you look in the window and you say, "I'm coming." Yeah. To who's ever inside?
I'm coming.
You could do that. These are all very valid options. What a stupid question, Harris.
That's on me. I didn't understand the intricacies of owning a horse.
Of earning a horse.
Earning a horse.
I didn't do my vocal exercises. I goofed it. This is the hard part about being co-host.
Dude, it's fucking...
Holy shit.
Fucking Kyle did one last on the fucking manga reading, and...
Yeah.
Holy fuck. It was
good. It was good, dude.
It was a struggle bus podcast the whole time.
It was like
an
assassinate or something. You're like, assassinate.
Later, Fox, Badger, and Lizard spot a man in the forest resting next to a tree. He has a sword and he looks suspicious, so everybody's like, yo, this is a dude. Let's go get him and get those horses so we can fuck him. Or eat him, or ride him, or get fucked by him and scream, "I'm coming." Fox tries to tell them to speak quietly, but the two just keep yelling at each other. You're like, "I'm going to fuck him." And the other guy's like, "I'm going to eat one." And the other one's like, "He's fucking me, dude." Mm-hmm. And then Fox is like, "We got to call reinforcements. Please quit screaming." They keep screaming about who's fucking the horse. And the dude wakes up, because how would you not wake up? Mm-hmm. And then he attacks him. Back with Einar, he's risen up Arnhide. You know, he's like, you know, I might listen, I might stay here for a while after I get free. So yeah. You let me know when the master is done I'll with you so money. I can maybe get a whiff of it.
I think he probably tries to like play it cool. He's like, hey, so if I were to leave, like, how would you feel about that?
Yeah.
Like, hypothetically. You know, would you be sad?
I like to think of him as like a fuck boy, you know, like he walks up, he's like,
oh my god.
So like, hey, you know mama. What I'm saying? Hey mom, hey, come on, let me holler at you real quick. And she's like, what is happening? These words don't even exist right now.
He's like, hey ma, every night I goon to you in my stable.
Yeah, every night ma, I be gooning. I be looking at you through the window and gooning it up. And she's
no
like,
cap, F-R,
what?
F-R, F-R.
That's the one.
That's it right there. You nailed
that's
it.
That's the fuckboy.
I'm imagining,
call, you know?
Dude, 100%. I'm imagining like a fuckboy just like going like this. Like,
it's so hard to... It's got to be hard to, like, type that, you know, like, on dating sites. Like,
that's why you can do voice
prompts now.
That's why,
if you see them like this, you know, like, that's why they do it. They're like,
yeah. It's actually not their mouth that's making the noise. It's their hands.
It's like, you know, the mini violins people play. Yeah.
They got like a rusty hinge in their hand.
That's why they can't go to church, because, you know, they go to pray. And it's just, everyone goes me up and you just hear.
Let us pray.
Imagine it happens with a priest. He's up there. He's like, let us pray.
And like, so he just looks up and doesn't stick his tongue out. Just.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I hate that. Thorfinn is getting his daily Bible lesson in by listening to Snake read it to the old man. And they're like, does he believe in God? And he's like, no, he's just bored.
He's going through his philosophical phase.
Yeah. He can't. Bored. There's no, you know, there's no music out here, so he's just sitting there like, dang, that man's spitting.
That man's spitting, dude. A dude starts to gallop by on a horse. Fox trails behind him, and he's like, hey, that's the dude. That's the runaway slave, and he killed Lizard. He keeps riding. Arnhide recognizes him, and she's like, that's Garter. And then Garter stops his horse, and he's like, oh, shit. What's up, bitch? And
bitch.
Then it's his wife. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, let's get to Spartacus out of, what's that, the mana game? Is it Secret
Trials
of
Mana?
Anything of mana. Because that nucleosis? Forest area they were in reminds me of that Secret of Mana with the forest. And Spartacus because just people be killing people and going out there and doing their thing, you know?
Yeah.
Also, dude's looking though. For his wife. That's Spartacus.
Is what you're thinking of the band Disturbed? Mana.
That's fucking good.
Episode 14. Freedom! This better get a Braveheart out of whatever the fuck, dude.
No. It's okay. Specifically not going to now.
He's gonna struggle so hard to come up with a second.
I will never use the words Braveheart.
I will never say Braveheart or Mel Gibson ever.
Ever.
Seeing Arnhide, Garter realizes that this is Kettle's farm, and he's like, I could have just walked here.
I was just here, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I was right there.
I'm surprised I didn't smell your puss.
Yeah, dude. I know the scent, and y'all don't shower a lot, okay? No. It was wafted. He tells her that she is even more beautiful than before and wonders how big their son, Halti, has become.
Dude, the name of the son?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it.
Halti.
How do you fucking listen to... How do you watch Eurovision, dude?
Right.
You just confused the whole time?
Yes. Confused the whole time, huh?
Absolutely, I am. You are correct, sir. I don't know what's going on. I could sing all of Cha-Cha-Cha. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah,
that's fair. He extends his hand and tells her to get on the horse so the three of them can go home. Snake comes out with a sword and tells Arnhide not to touch him. He's like, don't you fucking touch him, dude. If you touch him, I gotta kill you both.
I'll kill you alone.
I just kill him.
It's just it.
Seeing that Fox and Badger.
At least he told her the rules, you know?
He did. He said out very plainly. He's like, you touch him, you gotta die.
Very don't straightforward.
Yeah. Good guy, dude. Snake's a good guy.
Yeah. I don't know about good guy.
He does his job.
He does his job.
Okay, so the Nazis. What are you trying to say? Like, I don't understand.
How is that better?
Like, just saying, like, he does his job means he's good?
I don't think he has ill intent, all right? The Nazis definitely had ill intent.
I don't think
he's killing people. I don't understand what you're trying to tell me right now.
Everybody in the show is killing people.
Oh, so it's okay.
Not everyone.
So if everybody's a Nazi, no one's a Nazi. Yeah,
Thorfinn's not killing anyone.
That's the real thing that I'm trying to say. Yeah. Nailed it. Good job, brother. Seeing that Fox and Badger are also coming, Gardar tries to grab Arnhide, but Snake kills his fucking horse, dude. Cuts his throat.
That was insane.
Dude, that was awesome.
Where are you going to go? Yeah. Like, they want three horses. Now you need to get three just to have two, you know? Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, you better fucking catch him, dude.
You got to catch him.
Yeah.
Like, right now, if they caught him with the one horse dead, you're at a net gain of one horse. You know? Totally fine. That's fair.
Is it?
All right?
He didn't have to kill the horse. He could have just...
He had to kill the horse. Where is he going to go now?
It comes with the curved sword. Like, that equals kill horse.
Killing horses comes with a curved sword? Like,
it does.
Yeah, it just...
I don't get that.
Snake pulls Arnhide and gives her to Fox, telling him to take her away from here. Arnhide yells at Gardar to stop. Seeing all that, Einar heads toward them with his axe. He's like, I'm going to help this bitch.
He just has no idea what he's doing. He's like,
He is a man of emotion.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm walking over
there. Just breaking Anchorman.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He's got that fucking 11 p.m. stepdad just got home from the bar. I'm mad someone's getting a hit vibe.
That's right.
Is that specific enough?
Yeah, no. When you said 11 p.m., you honestly could have stopped talking. I would have been like, yeah, that's the time.
Understood.
He's thinking about the stirrup. He's like, wow.
Yeah, dude.
Thorfinn stops Einar, telling him to calm the fuck down. He's like, we don't even know what's happening. Like, this just started.
Einar's like, I just want to fight. I don't know.
You're like, for all we know, she just went on a murder spree, okay? Can we figure the situation out first, brother?
There's something really funny about this scene that I don't feel like it's supposed to be, but I was laughing really hard. Thorfinn's like, You don't even know what's happening, dude. Literally. Just chill for a second.
Yeah. It's like, I get it. I had no idea what was happening. I went into a fort and I fucking sliced up 12 guys. I
killed so many people.
I don't even know if they were the enemy.
I just had someone throw me into a fort. And then I was there and I just started killing people.
I don't know.
They said, be a death top. So I started spinning, dude, like Beyblade. Einar says he does know, and that Gardar is Arnhide's husband who came to rescue her. Einar wants to see Arnhide free. However, Thorfinn's like, kid, okay. Okay, you have your axe. You got your little axe. Einar and his mighty axe. You walk over there. Then what? You're going to actually kill a human? You're going to kill somebody, bro? Einar's like, fuck you, right? No.
Einar's like, I've got to at least walk over there. Like, hold me, like... No. Get me back, but she's got to see me walk over there. Dude.
She has to watch me walk.
But fuck, he's got
to
die. Like,
hold me back. No, I'm coming to save you. tighter. I'm losing grip.
Einar calms down, wondering what he is supposed to do. Snake tells Thorfinn, he's like, good job. That was smart, because I would fuck you guys up, dude. All right? Especially Einar. He don't know shit about anything, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Snake says that he intends to capture Gardar so that he can question him and confirm his identity. As things grow more heated, Snake and Gardar begin to sword fight. Although Fox feel like they should kill him, Snake's like, no, I'm going to capture him. And he fucking easily just like hits him with the butt of the sword and knocks him out.
Yeah.
Kind of hard.
Just a one-hitter.
One-hitter, dude.
Yeah.
And then they lock him up.
I love the anime scaling of the show. You know, there's not much anime about this, but they do keep it ridiculously anime scaled in the sense that, oh, they're a warrior. That's not a warrior. You're going to get fucking just punked.
Yeah.
You know,
they do scaling later. That comes later. He was unconscious, so I didn't sense
it. Because it feels like there's characters that are just like,
don't give me that shit, dude.
That like are borderline magical, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Thorkill and Thorgil are borderline magical.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Fucking Thorgil in the last episode cut someone into quarters, dude. He sliced them upward so he lifted off the ground and then cut them again sideways. Yeah, I did not understand. I had to watch it two times. I was like,
remember Thorkil?
That don't make sense.
Fighting with a fucking
Thorkil
tree?
Yeah, with a log?
Nuts,
yeah. No, that was psychotic. That was like...
Yeah. Absolutely magical anime scaling stuff. Which is hilarious because, well, in the first season it makes sense, but in this season it's great.
Yeah, in the first season you're just kind of like, okay, like I get it. It's, people just be dying. In this one, when you see some shit like that, it took me completely off guard.
You're like, what?
Oh, what? Like him throwing a coin into someone's eye, I was like,
dude,
that was so fair
enough. Fair enough. I'll let that one. Like he did it, and then he did it to a butterfly, and I was like, well, that was kind of cool. And he did it in someone's eye, and I was like, that's kind of wild. And then I see this man slice someone into quarters, and I was like, okay, hold on. I need time to consider that one.
That's how I cut pizza.
Yeah.
Just toss it up.
You fucking, that didn't even make sense to what happened.
Later that day, Einar tells Arnhide, he's like, all right, how about this? We go in there. I kill everybody. You maybe suck me off. I save your husband. You don't tell him about it. Y'all get out of here. How about that? Does that sound like a good plan?
A good bad
Arnhide's
job.
Like,
you don't know about it?
You don't know about it, dude. Listen, you gotta repay me for saving your life, all
right? Right.
So do that. My camera just keeps dying on me, dog.
I thought you knew.
Nope, did not know. Where was I at? Arnhide is like, no to all of that. I don't want to save him, and I don't want to suck you off at the moment.
Wow.
She's like, but can I tell you about my past, and then maybe I'll suck you off? And he's like, all right, fine.
This shit was mad annoying to me. She's like, I lost my kid because of a pot.
Yep.
Yeah. I was like, what? That's
really? And that's like an insanely nasty oversimplification of what actually
happened. Honestly, that kept living in my head.
Yeah.
And I kept being like, they're going to bring in the pots.
Yeah. Here, I thought this was fucking Reefer Madness, dude. Like, I fucking lost my son to the fucking pots, dude. Marijuana.
Marijuana pots. So Arnhide starts to explain about her past. She tells him about her son, Halti, who died in a raid as a result of a argument between villages over some fucking aluminum foil. Like, yeah,
aluminum,
dude. Fucking Reynolds rap.
Aluminum. They're like, I can't wrap my stuff to make it easier to clean. Kill him, dude. I don't want him around anymore.
I'd have been born in the wrong fucking time frame because there's no way I'm fighting anybody for metal.
Right?
There's no fucking way.
Like, no, dude.
Have the metal, dude. Sell the metal.
Sell the metal.
Sell the metal. Fuck you, Justin. We keep doing it. While the men of her town left to fight, men from another village attacked the women and children that they left behind. She ends her story. Arnhide vows to protect her next child, revealing that she is pregnant with Kettle's kid.
And she popped the confetti with the It's a boy.
Because I'm pregnant.
Yeah, and then Einar's like, what?
We've only had sex in my dreams. What are you talking about?
Brother,
ooh, what's that?
Brother. She then asks Einar to leave it alone and let the storm pass. At night, Arnhide takes a bucket with a rag and attempts to leave. Sferkel reminds her that she's the one who wanted to wait and do nothing. Arnhide explains that I just want to talk to him. I just want
to
clean his wounds.
That's all that's going to happen.
I am only cleaning him and nothing else.
Yeah, I'm not going to lick the rim of his butthole. I'm not going to.
Never. I would never do that. Gross. Brother,
Brother,
She knows. Brother, she knows she shouldn't see him, yet she still wants to go. Sferkel tells her that Sferkel tells her a story about there was a time that he also waited to do something.
Yeah, he's like, I remember a time I waited, and I was like, brother. Dude, really? Two?
We did get two. They did want us to care about Sferkel.
And it was so long.
I will give you, I didn't need this one.
No,
I already liked Sferkel. All right, I didn't need to like him even more.
Yeah, like they try to loop it back around with Kettle, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is fine, but this was a long flashback.
This was. I will give you this one.
Was it?
It was.
Long. I thought
there wasn't much to it.
Like, you guys just fucking black out or something? Do you even watch the fucking show? What's going on? You're like,
we're just
that long. It's like 8 minutes long.
We're just so engrossed that time is just not a thing.
It only felt long because we just had her flashback.
Yeah.
And then we got this one. And I'm like, can we just...
I just wish every single flashback could be its own season.
I got Subway Surfer on the side, dude. I don't, you know...
You got Subway. I got fucking... Dude, I'm watching TikTok while watching the show also.
I actually just have, you know, like you can have like digital like photo frames. I just have Subway Surfer on my walls.
So we get a flashback. Kettle was in love with a girl from a village. A man from a nearby village also liked her. And then that dude started growing in power. Sferkel had to make a decision, and he was ready to fight for her. But his village was weaker, so they were afraid of the other dude. So they submitted to, like, his town or whatever the fuck. And then on the day of her wedding, which was with the other guy, somebody attacked him and killed everybody in the village.
The Danes came.
The Danes came.
And they made all the men come.
They made everybody come, dude, before killing them. They humiliated them and then killed them. This was the beginning of that story, dude.
Well, that's the fucking village, dude.
That's the village.
Someone's just like, I don't know, I just can't come. I don't know, I'm just depressed. Yeah. And you're like, we'll get you. Don't worry. We'll kill you.
There's just some dude bent over in front of him like, oh no, I can't come.
It's like, it would be the same story as Thorfinn's, right? It's like they just have this slave they go around trying to fuck to make cum, right? Yeah. Like, we've had him for 10 years. No one's been able to make him.
Nobody can make him.
So we can't kill him. You can't kill him.
Uncomable. Oh, I don't know.
It's so much worse because he's a fucking kid for the full first season. I hate it, dude.
That's so terrible.
Well, yeah, they can't make him come because it's not of age yet, you know?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Right, it's fine.
Waiting.
You
they're
sick
waiting.
Fuck.
Sure.
Were you going to fuck a kid?
That's what you meant. Sure.
I wasn't going to fuck a kid. I watched the documentary for Drake Bell, okay? I watched it.
Whatever.
It's fucked up.
So they burned the whole village down, killed everybody in it. Sferkel's girl was dead, and he was too late.
There's a time I was also late.
Arnhide wonders, why is this shit still happening? She's like, 20 years ago, this is the same thing right now, dude. Is it ever going to stop? And he's like, I don't know, dude. I'm like 87 years old, all right?
I can't.
What the fuck
like,
do you want me to
I'm
do?
Like every minute of 41 years old, okay? I can't be alive anymore.
Sferkel tells her that the only thing he can say is that even if you can wait, you will still get stuck.
If the storm passes, you're going to get scars from the lightning.
Sverkle apologizes and tells Arnhide that he can't help her. And then she leaves. And she's like, I'll be back soon. I'm like, you're a lying bitch. And that's the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah, this gets a 300 bitches. Out of Arabian Nights.
Okay. Episode
Arabian
15.
Days.
You guys remember how they were talking about Storm the last episode a lot?
Mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about with this show.
This episode's
like,
name?
Less is more. Storm. Okay. They like beat a metaphor into the ground. Like he spelled out that metaphor for her. It's a storm. And if it passes, is it careful when you, if you look at the storm scars back.
Says the guy who okay, liked the Licorice Recoil it. Episode titles. I'm over it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not even about the episode title. It was about them, like how Sverkle's like, I just told you the story, right? It's similar to yours. So, like, here's the metaphor that represents.
Well, that's a good one.
Like,
Baki
shut up.
Does
just
it.
Let it happen, dude. Okay, that's don't fucking
double standards here, dude.
Also, that just hit something in my brain. I read something before I fell asleep. It was you showing a fortune cookie. I now believe in fortune cookies. The fact that you got that fortune, insane.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Which one? Oh, the tea bag? It's a tea bag.
Oh, it's a tea bag?
Yeah. Mm. It wasn't a fortune cookie. It was a tea bag.
Yeah.
I did have a fortune cookie the other day, but it happened to be like, it had good description, but it was after I already did it. So, like, it no dang. Fortune.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Wait, you get a fortune in a tea bag?
Yeah. It's not a fortune, dude. It was like a
only
it was
if he's
like a
Asian.
Pep talk, you know?
A little pep talk. Like, it's not a fortune. It's pep talk.
Well, yeah. It's not saying that that's going to happen. It's just a saying.
Whatever. That was the most hair shit I ever read.
That's what I'm... Dude, they got me. And I was like, dude, it's 8:30 in the morning. My eyes aren't even open all the way. Chill out, teabag.
Episode 15, Storm. Shut up. The episode opens with Arnhide visiting Garter despite the oncoming storm.
Stupid.
Although Snake tries to refuse her, she manages to convince one of the guards to at least let her tend to his wounds. And he's all like, fucking, I can't say no to the hoes. You know, like, what the fuck is that?
He really was. He legitimately was just like, I don't know.
Out of everyone, he was definitely the one going.
Maybe if I let her clean her husband's wounds before we kill him, maybe she'll let me touch her butt.
Maybe if she cleans her husband, she can clean under my foreskin. Y'all just kept telling her to fuck him.
Yeah, they were like, really.
Yeah, dude. Come on, we want to watch you fuck your
fuck
your dying husband, dude.
Granted, there's no porn, you know.
There is no porn.
So
but it's also going to start raining, so that's where I draw the line.
In a demented part of my brain, I understand it. Going fuck him.
Fuck him. I don't know. Clean him and fuck him, dude. What do you want? Despite his apologies and request to be untied, Arnhide does not free Garter. Instead, she bursts into tears and apologizes to him. When the rain worsens, the majority of the guards head inside after fuck just telling her to fuck her husband.
Yeah, then they suck him off. They get all sad and they're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, this is not fun anymore.
Yeah, she starts crying. They're like, brother, ugh.
Why are you showing emotions? Just fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him, dude. That's not what we want. Leaving Arnhide, Garter, and the guard who escorted her to the guest quarters alone. Garter takes this opportunity to attack the remaining guard, jumping at him and biting a hole out of his neck.
Yeah, dude! Oh, yeah, I love
this. Since the moment I saw this, I've been waiting for this part of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just...
And it's so good because the guy can't even scream for help because he doesn't have a throat. Because he bit it off.
Yeah.
He took a bite
who
out of crime
first,
with that.
Though?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
Who did it first? Was it Vinland Saga or was it Rick Grimes?
Rick Grimes.
Yeah. I swear, I thought about, like, you know, like when you're a kid and like the Capri Suns? I imagine it was like just taking a chunk out of a Capri Sun and it squirting all of its juices out.
Probably I'll do you one similar. Better. Not a Capri Sun. It was the pouch of milk you got back in school. You had to, like, poke the thing into. Except you just bite that.
Yeah, that and it's fully cloth. Cardboard, so you get a good You get a good chunk out of it before it bursts in your mouth. Hate it.
Love it.
As the guards lay dead in front of them, Garter instructs Arnhide to grab his knife and cut his restraints before they are both killed. So she does it, and she frees him, and then he just kills fucking everybody there. As Thorfinn speaks to Einar about creating a world with less war, he suddenly remembers a place that Leif told him about across the ocean. There's a long conversation about Thorfinn trying to not have to fight for peace, and then dude's like, well, like, what if people attack you? And he's like, well, that's not good. Then that's not peace, motherfucker. I said peace, all right? That means no bad shit. And it is very nice that he thinks that's possible, but that's not how it works.
And he's kind of dumb. There's going to be complete peace, no fighting. And he's listening to some dude, like, preach the Bible. GG, dude.
Right.
Good luck.
Like, it's funny that he's talking that away. About it during this time where after that Bible gets pretty popular, it all goes way, way worse, dude.
GG, dude. You've gone down the wrong path.
We've gone, yeah. Like, wait till he figures out that they just start burning people. You're a little too smart for a woman? You're getting burned. Sorry.
Wait till he finds out what happens to the land that he's thinking of.
Yeah.
That's going to be the promised land.
He's like, there's nobody there. And he sees the first person. Fuck.
Fuck. He's like, well, now we got to kill them all. Like, they all got to go, dude. This is our land.
Like, now I'm back to square one. Season one Thorfinn coming back.
Season one Thorfinn, baby. Where are my daggers?
Give my daggers. he tells him about the place across the ocean. He tells Einar about that it's all, like, untouched. There's no slaves because there's no war. And without war, then there is no slaves. You can't have one without the other. It's a perfect place to start a new world. But unfortunately, Thorfinn doesn't know how to get there without Leif. Leif Erikson. As Thorfinn and Einar finish their conversation, Fox and the other guards just show up and they start they're just stabbing all of the hay around. They're like, somebody's fucking here, dude. Yeah, dude. Could you imagine like a worker like just taking a break and he just gets stabbed?
It's like their house, too. They're like, I mean,
yeah,
you're not really causing a problem, but like, that's my hay, bro. Like, don't stab my hay, man.
Just making sure he's not there. He could be hiding. Einar is confused, but
you're hurting it.
You're hurting my hay. I hate that, dude. Einar is confused. He's like, what the fuck is happening, dude? Thorfinn's like, Dardar escaped. I wanted fucking Einar to be like, how did you know that? How? Motherfuckers just show up stabbing hay and you're like, dude's gone. I don't know.
Dude's gone, dude. Like, what, why else would they be doing this?
Yep.
I wanted one dude to be like stabbing the hay and then walk past him and be like, fuck your hay, bro.
And then they all just leave.
Oh, man.
That's why you can't give me nothing, dude. You give me any kind of power, I would do mean shit that is like, it's not mean, it's just weird, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck your hay. They're leaving, flipping the hay off like on their horses, and everybody's just so confused.
Fuck you, bro.
Fuck your hay, shit. The episode ends with Einar worrying about Arnhide as Snake prepares his sword. That's it. It's a quick one.
Yeah, this gets the Walking Dead out of Haley. No, what's her name? Hillary Duff.
Okay. And with that, everybody, I relinquish my hosting power to the one and the only, the man with the plan, my baby boy, Harris motherfucking Khan.
Woo, yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's been waiting.
Yeah.
Episode 16. Einar runs to find Arnhide before Gardar can. And she's just out there doing dishes. She's just sitting by the well, just doing dishes. She's like, I don't know what happened. I was cleaning this dish, one singular dish. And then, I don't know, people just be out here stabbing hay and shit.
She's like, listen, Sferkel came up to me, all right? He was horny. I had that took a while. Because first of all, His dick doesn't even work anymore. We don't even have Viagra in this time period.
Do you know how hard just I feel suck, anything?
Dude? I'm just slapping it and sucking just a gummy
slapping
dude.
It around. There's dude. Like piss boba yeah. coming off of it and shit. It's fucking crazy.
So it was like piss. Trying to suck a milkshake through a thin straw. You just gotta suck.
Yeah, you just gotta do it.
You know when you're like your cheeks start hurting, right
yeah,
there,
dude.
Yeah.
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 It's like a just yeah. a fucking gummy worm in his inner mouth.
Oh. Honestly though, dude. Putting the gummy worm in somebody's mouth is like some of the coolest shit you could do.
Yeah.
Getting the gummy worm in the mouth and then feeling it like balloon up in there. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, bro. I'm about to
it's pretty good.
Dude.
What do you guys think old pussy is like?
I don't know.
Probably pretty cool.
Probably sounds neat.
Like, cause like, you know, like with old dick, you're like, I know exactly what that's going to be like, you know?
Right.
But like, do you think it smells old?
Pussy? I don't, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
That's what I'm always confused about. Do old people smell old because they put on old smelling, like old people scents?
It's,
or is that just their pussy body?
It's a lot of it is that they have old shit. That's just, you know,
just old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I knew some old people that did not have the old people smell.
Yeah,
you know,
because they
and I'm like, I like, are you really old?
Because they were
like,
new old, not
those
old.
Aren't
they're new old.
They're not real people.
They're not real.
But yeah, no, for real. Like you keep a fucking blanket and whatever books, whatever
for
that shit adds up.
Missing.
You know, like
well, I mean, luckily I'll have to move every 2 years for the rest of my life. At this point,
your house just gonna smell old.
Arnhide tells Einar and Thorfinn that she freed Gardar.
I was so
and
confused. I was like, why is Harris talking?
Yeah,
like, I'm so used to Cody hosting this episode. And I'm like, what are you doing? Let Cody talk.
Right. Like, let him cook.
Next week,
dude,
they're going to have to flip-flop it. Harris is going to have to do the first three.
I got the first half next week. She tells Gardar... Or she tells them that she freed Gardar and hit him at the old man's house because he was mortally wounded. Then she cries about dreams. That's it. She was like, I dreamt that this dream could happen. And then this dream is not a real dream because dreams are fake. And they're like, well, I guess we'll help you because you're fucked. I don't know. You got your old man underneath the old man. He's gonna die soon and start stanking up the joint.
You got
so, like,
two basically dead dudes in this house right now.
They're just stacking them.
They fucking got Guns N' Roses fucking Knocking on Heaven's Door playing in the background. Like they're fucking close, dude.
We find out that Snake is using Arnhide as bait. That's why he's like, just keep her out there. Let the man smell her, you know?
That was nuts, dude. And then he comes. Imagine him floating over like there's a pie ready on the windowsill.
He's like Snake's like, go out there and lift your linen and just
kind of
let it waft.
You know? Like an Agnes cartoon like... character, just
yeah, shake.
He's like, there's a windmill on the roof. Go stand in front of it and just let your shit air.
Why are you twerking? Start twerking. Just
start twerking.
And she's like, what do you mean? Out. She's like, we make it bounce, you know?
Yeah, so Snake wants to kill Gardar because he's like, he killed 5 of my men. He's got to go. Einar lures Snake away, Snake and his men outside of the house. Thorfinn gets Gardar, Arnhide, and the master out on a wagon. He's like, we're going to take a fucking wagon. We're going to get the fuck out of here. And the old man's like, let me come with you. No one's going to fuck with you if I'm with you. Before they can leave, Snake returns. And he's like, it smells like tomfoolery in this bitch.
Somebody's been fucking around.
Someone's been fucking around. This is a crazy thing, too. They just left the old man on the floor of his house.
The whole time he's like...
The whole time he's like slowly crawling out. Like every time they cut to him, he's more out of the house, but still like just on the ground like army crawling, dude.
He wants to help, dude.
He fought in the big war.
He just left his ass, bro. They straight up just left his ass.
He's actually floating to Arnhide's smell.
He's my father like son, dude.
Thorfinn squares up and is like, I need to protect Gardar. And then Askeladd appears to Thorfinn, and he's like, hey, that guy's got a good reason to kill motherfuckers too. You got a reason to not kill motherfuckers, but like y'all still got causes. That's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
And he's like, is this your path to being a true warrior, is fighting for what you believe in? And then they square off. And that's the end of the episode. See, there's nothing here, dude. Cody, go ahead.
There's still stuff. I give this episode Storm out of Braveheart.
Yeah, dude. Thank you for bringing it back. I was sending you the Braveheart one. I was like, you gotta, because I said I wouldn't say it. So you gotta say.
No,
it.
I fucked it. The movie's called A Perfect Storm. I fucked it.
That's fine. See,
A Perfect Storm out of Braveheart.
It's hard God when damn, you're this when is you're tough, on the spot, dude.
This I is tough, it's, dude.
It's not easy being cheesy.
Yeah, it is.
Episode 17. Thorfinn and Snake are evenly matched. But Snake eventually gets close to Gardar. He like dances around Thorfinn and gets to the other side. He does his move too, where he's like stabbing with the sharp part of his sword, and you're like, dang, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Snake says, look, I have to kill him. He killed 5 of my people. Tell me why his life is worth 5 of those people. He's like, our lives fucking suck. We can't even use our real names. You know me as Snake. You think my real name is Snake? You think my mom popped me out the womb and said, that motherfucker's Snake? Yes. No, I can't even use my damn real name. It's just bad out here. And then he just stabs Gardar. He's just like, and just stabs the shit out of him. Gardar wakes up and then puts Snake in a sleeper hold.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, you stabbed me, bro? I'll fucking break your damn neck. It was dope, man. He had him for a minute. And Snake starts trying to stab him.
He had the fucking jackhammer fucking reflex.
The fucking white eyes, dude. Yeah, dude.
He's like, if I get stabbed, put the motherfucker that stabbed you in a fucking sleeper hole, dude. He put that into every inch of his cells, okay? Mm-hmm. Every centimeter of his cells said that. Thorfinn tries to get him to let go. Because he's like, Gardar, you're gonna kill him. Like, that's... He was just yelling at me about 5 people being dead. People are not going to be happy if another person is dead. Please stop killing people. Mm-hmm. And Arnhide's like, hey, let's go home. Let's go to Hivalti.
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 Let's go to Kyle.
She walks up like then, Scarlett Johansson walks up to the Hulk. She's like, hey, big guy.
Sun's getting real low. Gardar lets Snake go, and then they get out. Arnhide and Gardar leave on the wagon.
And this is right here. This is how I know Gardar's not even a real one, because I would have stayed. Me as a slave, I would have stayed alive long enough to find my wife, kill her, then I just kill myself. We won. We're out of here, dude.
We're free.
GG.
We're free.
GG.
Yeah, and the rest of the episode is Gardar remembering his life and his son and talking to Arnhide about, I'll never leave you. How old do you think our son is? I'll not make him a Viking. And then he dies. And then he meets Hjalti, Kyle, in the other life. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the whole episode.
It's a good episode.
It's a great episode.
I mean, you nailed
dope
it.
Dope
like,
episode.
It's such a good episode, though. I know you don't like it, but it's a great episode.
It's a good episode. It's a good story. It just,
but I mean, it hurt hearing you talk about it.
It's a
yeah,
lot.
It just sound. You just kind of put you disrespect.
If it was, like 5 minutes shorter, I would have loved it.
Cody can't even look you in the face and say it right now.
Cody.
He can't.
He can't
even look up.
Can you look up?
Can't even look up.
Camera's froze, isn't it?
Yeah.
did you not see yourself looking up, brother? Like, what was happening?
I tried to zoom in.
Cody's like, oh shit, okay. I can't.
And that's the end of the episode. Go ahead.
Yeah, I give this episode an Avengers out of PS I Love You.
Nice.
That
was good. That was good.
Murdered it. Easy, dude.
Killed it, dude. Episode 18, Canute and Floki head to Kettle's farm with an army. Kettle, his boys, and Leif return to the farm. And Thorgil's like, hey, everybody, prepare. And they're like, prepare for what? For war! And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Everybody's like, we got like 10 people on this farm. What does he mean?
And they're like refusing to give context all the time.
Yeah, they're not going to say nothing.
Which is the craziest part to me. Being like, you'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense because if they told them that Canute's whole fucking army was coming, they would be gone.
Yeah.
Instead, Thorgil's like, I'm just going to bowl my dad at you.
Yeah. With the fucking barrel. Yeah. Bowls him at him.
It is crazy to be like, oh, I'm a farmhand. Oh, you want to commit treason?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. They lost me at build the walls.
Fucking dudes doing January 6th right now. I'm not doing it. No.
I got January 6th at home, dude. Like, I don't need yours.
I left that shit there. I didn't come here for this. Thorfinn and Einar are now prisoners because they help Arnhild escape. Thorfinn laments the violence that occurred and said that violence should be the last resort. He's like, man, I didn't even really try to not fight Snake. I was just like, well, I guess I'm putting hands on you, you know? Was that the right thing for me to do? This is what I'm talking. I want more of this. I want, like, Thorfinn, I want shit to happen to Thorfinn and him to be like, was this the right thing to do? You know?
It's not his
I don't need people's flashbacks that are going to be around for 5 minutes. You know, when their flashback is 8 times longer than they're like, what happened in the show with them? You know, it's a lot for me. Kettle looks for Arnhild and then he gets told that everything that happened. And he's like, she tried to escape. I gave her that medium dick and she tried to escape.
You thought you could leave, et cetera.
You thought you could leave. This is Hotel California.
Mm hmm.
You can check out while I'm fucking you, but you can't never leave. Snake doesn't allow Leaf to see Thorfinn. He's like, you got to talk to the master because you can't see him. Pater. He's like, hey, I know you want Thorfinn, but like, can you take Einar and Arnhild too? Because like, the master's about to be fucked up and we're about to get creamed. So I want you to take as many people as you can out of here. That's what I assume is why he wants them to be taken. Arnhild gets molested by one of the guests. And then Kettle comes in and he beats the dog shit out of her.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I don't understand why my life is the way it is. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why you're leaving me. I don't understand why my old bitch got killed. Like, my life is not good right now. And I'm just going to beat the shit out of you about it.
Steal from me? I don't really care. Try and take my pussy. No.
Beat the shit out of her.
Yeah, dude.
Snake stops him before he can kill her. And he's like, look, I mean, she's your slave. If you want to kill her, you can, but like, just I'll let it go. I'll let the stick go if you want to kill her, but just know that you're about
to
kill her. He
knows the exact amount of times to beat a wife, and I don't like that. That's not a skill you need to build up. You don't need to go, hey.
His name is Snake, dude.
Hey, he knows one more. That's exactly how much he'll do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One more.
I mean, she might not even make it after this, you know, so. Leaf asks Kettle, hey, can I buy Arnhild and Einar because, you know, you might be done with her? And he's like, you think I like my pussy not tenderized? Are you crazy? Are you fucking crazy? I just unlocked a new kink to beat the shit out of her. All right? I'm not done with her yet.
How you like your pussy? Fried or tenderized.
Fried or tenderized.
But he's like, you could take Einar and Thorfinn. I don't give a shit about them. Einar and Thorfinn see Arnhild beaten, and Einar's like, God damn, dude, what happened here? And Kettle goes and gets his sword, and he's like, motherfuckers coming from my land. Motherfuckers come from my pussy. Uh-uh. Not this time. Bring the king. I'll beat his ass, bro.
Yeah, dude, he gets in his duffy about it instantly. He went from scared, fetal position on the ground to, like, hiding, I'll kill the king and everybody he has with him, dude.
Hiding in a barrel in the middle of the sea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a... What?
Yeah. To this.
Yeah,
pussy,
dude.
Makes people crazy, man. That's the end of the episode with Cody.
This gets a how you like your eggs fried or fertilized out of what's that movie J-Law did? Not J-Law. Jennifer Lopez did back in the day. Didn't she have a movie where she got beat by her husband and then she had to, like, get out of the house or some shit before he killed her?
Isn't it Jiggly? Maybe not.
Who?
Jiggly?
Medea.
I don't think it was Jiggly.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know the name of
it. Yeah, there was a musical actress who had that movie where she learned how to kickbox or whatever and then beat the shit out of her husband.
Oh my fucking god, dude. I remember
I know
this.
Exactly what you're talking
Punch
about.
Drunk
right.
Love.
You just
Why
nailed
can't
the
I remember
synopsis.
The name?
Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah. No.
No.
Are you sure you're not talking about Jessica Alba and Honey?
Was it Honey?
No. No, it was like
no,
a...
No, I know Jennifer
like
Lopez had one like that.
Yeah.
She had one where she was, like, beaten, and then she, like...
Then she learned how to fight, and then she goes and beats the shit out of the dude.
Yeah. It's definitely a Jennifer Lopez vehicle.
That movie out of the first thing I said.
Nice. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, Beto and Felix in chat said it was called Enough. That's
what Enough! That's what it was called. Dude. Yes. Nice. I can even see the poster. It's like,
yeah,
her,
it's
like,
just
looking
her face
back.
Like this.
Yeah. She's like looking back and it says like enough.
Yep. Enough, dude. I'm not gonna take it anymore, husband. Mm-hmm.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
I'm still Jenny from the block. You
see that cringe ass.
I
like,
used
to
have
TikTok
a little,
she
now
did.
I have a lot.
No, I didn't see the TikTok.
Is J-Lo, like, with messy hair, being like, sometimes I like to have this hair. And it just takes me back to, like, when I was a teenager on the block. And she's just like...
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
So crazy, dude. I can't fucking take it.
Christ, dude.
This old-ass lady.
I was like, when do I get to that part of my midlife crisis? Because that's what I need to be at.
That's you could be there now if you wanted to.
You're right. I should.
That's the secret. You could be cringe whenever you want to be cringe.
I mean, we're pretty cringe. We have an anime podcast. We're a bunch of grown-ass men.
Yeah. Anime podcast. We were all born in the 1900s, dude.
Yeah, we were born in the 1900s, and we're talking about Japanese cartoons. I don't know what's more cringe than that.
A lot.
Yeah.
I have a good time. Passively mentioned podcast while playing games with Cody in an open mic situation, and someone immediately was like, podcast. I was like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yep.
We did it.
We did it.
We made it to the end. I think I got through those last three episodes in 15 minutes.
Yeah, you murdered
it. It's a good time.
Good job.
I was doing it live too. I was watching it at 1.5, and I would like type what happened, and then like backspace two words, and then like put in three, and be like, "Okay, that's that scene next." And then I was like, "This is quick. This show's the easiest to write for, dude. I'll write the rest of it. It's not hard at all."
Yeah, when I wrote, it was like 15 minutes an episode.
It was
awesome.
It's great. Yeah. This is the best show. Like with Jujutsu Kaisen, I feel like I struggled. I was like, dude, there's so much cool shit I want to write for this because this is so much happening.
Yeah, I felt like it was very dense when I was doing Licorice Recoil. There's so much just...
There's so much that happened in Licorice Recoil, man. There's so much. No, I feel like Licorice Recoil is the same as this. You can get away with a whole lot not happening. Because the show happens in the moments. Shout out... Farms.
Shout out
Lifting a foreskin up and having it be like an ammonia smelling salt.
Yep. And then licking it out, and it's like when you put your finger in a bag of popcorn after the popcorn's gone, and then you scrape the sides of it off. And then
shout out Chunky Peanut Butter Nail.
Yeah. And then you scrape it off and chew it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shout out I'm Coming, dude.
Shout out. You know what? Hungry, that was gross. Dude. Shout out the man who made my childhood and a lot of other people's childhood. Shout out Akira Toriyama, dude. R.I.P. and peace.
In the same mouth, in the same breath as talking about Chunky Peanut Butter.
Listen, this is the world he built for us.
I would be doing a disservice to him if I didn't say it, you know, with the piss peanut butter or whatever.
He started my anime career.
He might not have been proud of what he created with us.
But he did it.
But he did it.
It's his fault.
Shout out Akira Toriyama.
Fucking on your mom, I pull it down, hit it with a bankai. What if I shake the night? Built like Bond, I can't die. Suki on me, live your past. Bitch, look in my eye. Lock the door, drop your pants. You'll never see the light. Anime trap house. Shimmin' it about to put the mask out. Anime trap. Jojo shit.